It's late in the week, and life can bring on tough stuff. Welcome to the Mental Health Happy Hour, brought to you by your good friends at Family Solutions, one of the largest behavioral health agencies in the state of Louisiana. Today's show is brought to you by American National Insurance agent Derek Kennedy and Dax Wings and Grill, with support from Origin Bank, Portico, and the Dustin James team at Keller Williams. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Scott Zentner, Dr. Scott Shelby, and Dr. Bill Riddle.
Welcome to the Mental Health Happy Hour right here on KMLB 540, 105.7 FM, and iHeartRadio. We're here to discuss mental health and wellness. If you have any questions or comments, give the Origin Bank text line a message at 318-324-1500. I'm your host, Scott Shelby, alongside Dr. Scott Zentner here today. Welcome to the show, Dr. Z.
Hey, well, welcome back. It's good to see you.
Oh, it's always good to be back.
You've just about got, I don't think my headset's working. I'll get that fixed after the break. I don't really need it, but yeah, you just about got that intro down, don't you?
Well, you know, we have been doing this for quite some time.
Yeah, you know, it'll be a year in June, so it's flown by. We've had some great guests on the show. Unfortunately, we're stuck with us. The audience, I should say, is stuck with us, and
yeah,
we're stuck with each other.
Yeah. I feel like I'm always stuck with you, Z,
yeah,
but, you know,
it's not as crowded in here. That's one good thing about it.
Yeah. But it's always good to be able to have a conversation with you. You're definitely knowledgeable on many topics, and you know, we're going to get to the topic that we're going to discuss here in a minute, and I think it's going to be a topic that a lot in our community are going to be able to relate to. And but Dr. Bill Riddle, he is out today. He's playing hooky.
Yeah, he's painting a house. I'd rather be sitting in an air-conditioned room than painting a house. And doesn't he make enough money to hire somebody to do that?
That's what I thought. I think he's just trying to get out of doing the show today, Z.
The dog ate his homework.
That's right. That's right.
And we had another guest scheduled, B.J. Bryan. We will get him on at a later date. But unfortunately, he contracted an illness overnight and was not feeling too hot today, so we wish him well and a quick recovery.
Yeah.
I wasn't so much interested in his work as getting a few golf tips from him. I desperately need them. He's a great golfer. I've never had the opportunity to play with him, but you have, haven't
I? Have. I've played with him several times, and he can really strike the ball well. He's very good, and overheard him at the office the other day. He did give you a golf tip.
Yeah.
He told you to take 2 weeks off and quit.
Yeah, I've been told that a lot, actually. It saves a lot of money in teaching fees, you know, when you get an honest pro and swing a few. Let me see you hit a few balls. You know, I think you ought to just take 2 weeks off. Then quit.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
But anyway.
B.J. Bryant, he's going to be on in probably a couple of weeks. We have another guest scheduled for next week, and he will get B.J. Bryant back in on the schedule in a few weeks. He's a licensed professional counselor here in the Monroe area, and has been for many, many years, has a lot of experience and expertise, and he'll be sharing some of that wisdom with us in a few weeks. So today we are going to be discussing fentanyl and what fentanyl is, how it's impacting our communities and families, and how we can be prepared to not have a negative experience with fentanyl. And it just seems like it's just becoming so much more common in society. And so, first off, Z, tell us what fentanyl is and what it is not.
Well, by and large, fentanyl is bad. We'll start with that. And what it is not is good, okay? Fentanyl actually has been around a long time. It was, I believe, first discovered by a pharmacy researcher. In fact, he was the founder of a pharmaceutical company well known, Janssen Pharmaceuticals, back in the late 50s. Dr. Janssen, And originally, this drug was used as an anesthetic agent in very small dosages. In some ways, it was better tolerated than other narcotics that were used in anesthesia because it doesn't release a lot of histamines in the body, which can sometimes cause allergic reactions and be a problem. But not too long after that, it just kind of fell into obscurity. It wasn't widely used. Better agents were utilized. But then it's made a pretty dramatic comeback in the illegal drug trade. So fentanyl is a synthetic narcotic, meaning it doesn't occur naturally. And the vast majority of that is coming into the United States is through our southern border and being manufactured by two major cartels in Mexico, the Sinaloa and Jalisco cartels. I'll be honest, I didn't know a whole, you know, I don't do addiction work. I see addiction. Right. I refer a lot of people out. At one time, I did do quite a bit of consulting in, addiction facilities. But, you know, 10 years ago, we didn't see fentanyl. Okay, we did see heroin. 20 years ago, we didn't even see heroin in this area. Right. But anyway, it's a huge problem.
A synthetic narcotic, Dr. Z, tell us what that is trying to replace.
Well,
or what a synthetic narcotic
is—it's it's one that is artificially made.
Right.
Okay. There are some narcotics out there that are natural. There is still opium that's right. available in a prescription form. It's typically used to manage or prevent diarrhea with certain chemotherapy agents in cancer patients. You know, morphine is derived from the poppy plant that produces opium. Heroin was one of our first synthetic. So it was manufactured in a lab using some other base chemical. Some of those bases are naturally occurring. Some of them are synthetic themselves. The thing that's interesting about fentanyl is that the precursors that are used to make it are not illegal in and of themselves, and they're not addicting. Not unlike what we saw with methamphetamine. Methamphetamine used a common over-the-counter drug is a base, a decongestant mm-hmm. called pseudoephedrine, and with ammonium nitrate and other chemicals, the manufacturing of methamphetamine became possible. So you started trying to control some of these precursors that were commonly used over-the-counters and making them less easy to obtain. This is a lot different, though, with fentanyl.
Yeah, so the narcotics or opiates, which are like common names for an opiate that you would commonly mm-hmm. see or maybe prescribed to you would be what?
Well, I can't take them because I'm actually allergic to them. But you hear the term narcotic, which I think in the general public is thought of as any addicting drug or any controlled substance. But narcotics specifically refer to opiate drugs, which are primarily used as analgesics or pain-relieving drugs, mm-hmm. and they vary greatly in potency. They are all controlled, meaning they are not drugs that can be prescribed without a certain type of licensure by the prescriber, which could be a physician, a nurse practitioner, other legal prescribers. So, and they do have the potential for physical and psychological dependency, addiction, and withdrawal.
So some of those common,
hydrocodone.
Yeah.
Names are Norco, Vicodin, mm-hmm. and Lortabs, oxycodone, which in and of itself has been a very overused narcotic.
So really, any of your painkillers that are prescribed for pain.
That's right. And okay. some of them are not as potent as others. But fentanyl itself is the most potent of all narcotics that are commercially available.
Well, Dr. Z, we're going to take our first break. We're talking about fentanyl. And y'all stick with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes on the Mental Health Happy Hour.
Does your son or daughter have trouble focusing at school or even homework? It's not always ADD. Your child could benefit from occupational therapy. Call Family Solutions Pediatric Therapy at 361-7180. We help put the pieces together.
An estimated 26% of Americans aged 18 and older suffer from a diagnosable yet treatable mental health disorder. That is one out of four Americans. Depression, anxiety, PTSD, panic disorder, and social phobia. And one in five American teens. That's 20% of America's boys and girls. Sadly, many do not receive the help they need. There's good news. Here in Northeast Louisiana, there are many qualified, caring professionals who are here to help. Reach out today. It's perfectly okay. You're not alone. Help is near. Hi, I'm Derek Kennedy, a local insurance agent. With numbers like these, we all need to do our part to check in on our friends, family, church friends, and coworkers. Let's do this together.
The game's on. You're super hungry. Quick, what do? You don't have to make a choice. Why not come to Dex? The best food, great drinks, and every game you can imagine all over the walls. Come try our wings, po'boys, and burgers. Everything is homemade. Our chicken sandwich is the best in town, and you won't miss a minute of the action while you're eating.
Dax Wings and Grill, now with four locations in Monroe, Bossier City, Shreveport, and in Ruston, in the Graham Shopping Center.
Portico Bar Grill has what you crave. Steaks, seafood, burgers, wings, pizza, homemade pasta, and signature dishes. Portico Bar Grill has something to please the pickiest of eaters. Enjoy outdoor dining, top-notch wine, and 17 beers on tap, and the best lunch and dinner specials daily. Enjoy a special dinner on the open-air patio. Weekends full of fun with friends or a nice evening with family in the roomy, brick-lined bar and grill. The gang at Portico Bar and Grill are always happy to see you and your friends. Drop in after work or bring the family to Portico Bar and Grill today.
You were an entrepreneur before you knew what an entrepreneur was. The boss of every stuffed animal in the toy box. The kid who had strategy and passion from day one. You ran a lemonade stand that actually turned a profit. Every day, Origin helps people like you who've always had the vision to see the full potential of any idea and make it happen. Connecting people to their dreams is our passion. Every great relationship has an origin story. Start yours today.
Member FDIC.
I'm Dr. Scott Shelby with Family Solutions. When you hear the words Family Solutions, you may not know that we're a comprehensive, strength-based counseling and psychiatric clinic. Family Solutions provides psychiatric care, individual and couples therapy, child and adolescent counseling, psychological testing, medication management. We also provide occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy, and ABA therapy in one convenient location. For more information on how we can help your family today, visit FamilySolutionsCounseling.org.
You're tuned in to the Mental Health Happy Hour on KMLB 105.7 and 540 AM. For questions and comments, send a message to the Origin Bank text line at 318-324-1500, and we'll respond in the following show. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back to the Mental Health Happy Hour. I'm Scott Shelby, alongside our expert today, Dr. Scott Zittner, talking to us about fentanyl, which is a synthetic narcotic that is used.
Widely abused.
Widely abused. It seems like the only news that we hear about fentanyl is terrible, terrible news.
You're right, Scott. It's, again, like we were saying at the end of the last, right before the end of our first segment, the fentanyl is a relatively new drug on the illegal drug scene in this country. But I can tell you this, that anybody that's using it isn't going to live long enough to tell their kids about it and warn them. It's an incredibly potent drug.
That is just so scary that there's something that's so strong and deadly, lethal.
Yeah. Remember, we were talking about these opiates before, and I said there are different degrees of potency. So, Lortabs or hydrocodone, commonly prescribed acutely, typically for pain, maybe following some kind of injury, a dental procedure or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, morphine is 10 times more potent than that, okay? Can you imagine a drug that's 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine, and that's fentanyl.
Wow.
So it doesn't take – a little bit goes a long way. It's and unfortunately, just a very small amount could lead in a single usage to a fatality,
you know,
very quickly.
It just seems like there's been a huge increase in deaths over the last few years. Is the – obviously, the potency and the strength is a problem, but kind of what are some other issues that are maybe contributing to those deaths and how
– Well, it just in general, I'll tell you this, that fentanyl is very strong or potent. It's very intoxicating, okay? So you just magnify the intoxicating effects or even pain-relieving effects
right.
of other narcotics manyfold. It's dirt cheap. Unfortunately, it's highly lethal. And it's not that people on the street who are buying drugs are looking to take fentanyl. I think drug users out there are aware how dangerous it is and how risky it is.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, it's being incorporated or added to other products that they're looking for, like hydrocodone, like oxycodone. And even some of these drugs are not narcotics. They're other controlled medications, like methamphetamine or Adderall, which is a pretty popular street drug. Adderall is a drug of mixed amphetamine salts, most prescribed drug for ADHD.
Right.
So let's say you have a doctor who's legitimately prescribing you Adderall for ADHD, and you run out of it, or maybe you've taken too many before the prescription expires, the doctor's probably not going to refill it. Good luck getting it from another doctor, because we have a real-time prescription monitoring program where we track legal prescriptions, who prescribes them, what pharmacies dispense them. So, hey, you know, I know somebody that may be able to get me a few Adderall, may not know where the source of that was. It's very
right.
possible it came from the street. And there's even a pretty high likelihood that it could be laced with fentanyl if it came off the street. Now, you folks out there who are getting any controlled medications through pharmacies, unless the pharmacy is corrupt, you're not going to see these drugs infiltrating the legal pharmacy network.
Yeah, legal prescriptions obtained at a pharmacy, you'll have zero chance of a fentanyl overdose.
That's right. As far as I know, there's not been a case reported. So, but just to give you an idea, last year the FDA, our Drug Enforcement Agency, seized 20 million illegal prescription pills. Okay, we're not talking about marijuana. We're not talking about powder. We're talking about facsimiles, okay, of legal prescription medicine in this country. And 60% of those, they found potentially lethal amounts of fentanyl.
Are you serious,
which was fed in
that's yeah. 6 out of 10
yeah.
pills.
So to put it in perspective, you know, you might as well give somebody a loaded six shooter with 3 bullets in an alternating fashion in the cartridges, spin the wheel, and your odds are actually a little bit better that you won't kill yourself playing roulette.
That is just unbelievable, the amount of fentanyl that's out there and is deadly. So, wow, it's hard to wrap my mind around. But
just since we've been on, somebody in this country, 2 people actually have died of a fentanyl overdose. There's a fentanyl death every 8 minutes in this country. In 2021, the number one cause of death in this country was fentanyl overdoses. I mean, that's greater than cancer, heart disease, accidents, suicide. And these overdoses are not typically due to suicide. They're accidental.
Yeah, and, you know, I would feel very strongly that the person that is taking that medication had no clue that pill was laced with fentanyl. And at that, didn't know the lethal dosage that they were actually putting into their body, because it's just very hard to believe that somebody would say, hey, I'm going to take this pill that I know could possibly kill me within a matter of minutes after taking it. And this isn't something that's going to just you're going to know immediately that you've overdosed on fentanyl if you take it.
It's affected every community in this country. I mean, it's affected Monroe. Yeah. some of these obituaries that you see in the New Star, kids with their whole lives ahead of them from good families, many of whom, you know, have excelled academically. But maybe it's just the curiosity that occurs during adolescence. Hey, you know, they're trying it. Hey, it can't do too much to you. And boom, you know, a tragedy occurs. The thing about it is, obviously, if you've already got a strong dependency on an opiate,
right,
your tolerance is going to be much higher. But take someone who is totally naive and has never had a narcotic in their system. They are particularly at high risk for a lethal overdose in minuscule amounts of fentanyl.
That's still just hard to wrap my mind around how accessible these drugs are and how deadly they are. And it seems like it's not slowing down, Dr. Z.
No, it's increased dramatically. I mean, you can look at a city like San Francisco, and I read an article the other day that there now are more deaths due to fentanyl in San Francisco than COVID since the pandemic began 3 years ago.
You know, I believe it because, you know, they have clinics where you can go and get needles and have safe spaces to do drugs there. And I was there over the summer last year and witnessed somebody right outside of our hotel, probably within, you know, 50 feet of the front door of the hotel, smoking heroin on the side of the road.
Yeah, I remember you sharing that with me.
And it I was like, how is this even possible that somebody's doing this here in downtown San Francisco?
Yeah, without getting political on this, because we try to stay clinical, but sometimes politics interferes with medicine. And I can tell you emphatically, Democrats and Republicans alike, okay, are agreeing that these open-air markets that are being sanctioned.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah, very bad idea. Death rates are directly related. There's a temporal relationship to when these started and the death rates, and they're disproportionately more than in cities that don't allow open-air drug markets. So, for example, in Oregon, they have allowed these open – well, first of all, they've decriminalized any kind of small drug possession of all drugs, including heroin and including fentanyl. Well, doesn't – what's a small possession of – if I had a bag of this stuff in a sandwich bag, if I filled that thing up, I could kill the entire country with it.
Wow.
So – but, you know, just a small amount, again, could be
lethal. I didn't realize that they were decriminalizing other forms of drugs. I just thought the marijuana was the one that was decriminalized just because it's becoming legal in so many states now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think, unfortunately, our culture overall has become much more permissive in creating this idea that, well, you know, if the government says it's okay, and they've not only decriminalized these drugs, but they've made them, legal, both medically and recreationally, gee, it can't be too dangerous. And that's probably true with marijuana, but we've known for decades that marijuana is a gateway drug.
Right.
And I'm not going to get into the arguments pro and con about that, but it's just sending the signal that it's okay to use drugs. And the open air markets are another example, where people, heavy drug users, can fill our streets. I mean, you take a neighborhood like the Kensington neighborhood in Philadelphia. The mayor is calling to have that whole neighborhood evacuated. It has become ground zero for out-of-control crime and drug use. Kids cannot walk to school in that neighborhood every morning without stepping over dead or comatose bodies. And it's like an Armageddon.
Well, that's just no way for anyone to live in a community to be. And if that's going on in major cities, and, man, it's
And again, open-air
tough.
Markets are legal there.
Well, guys, we're talking about fentanyl and the dangers of fentanyl. We're here on the Mental Health Happy Hour. I'm Scott Shelby alongside Scott Zentner. Y'all stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
As parents, we are so anxious for our kids to meet their next developmental milestone. Unfortunately, it's easy to compare growth skills with others. Questions? We have answers at Family Solutions Pediatric Therapy. Call 361-7180. We help put the pieces together.
If you or someone you know is in emotional stress or having thoughts of suicide, please talk to a friend or a relative. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. That number again is 1-800-273-8255.
The game's on. You're super hungry. Quick, what do? You don't have to make a choice. Why not come to Dex? The best food, great drinks, and every game you can imagine all over the walls. Come try our wings, po'boys, and burgers. Everything is homemade. Our chicken sandwich is the best in town, and you won't miss a minute of the action while you're eating it.
Dax Wings and Grill, now with four locations in Monroe, Bossier City, Shreveport, and in Ruston, in the Graham Shopping Center.
Portico Bar and Grill has what you crave. Steaks, seafood, burgers, wings, pizza, homemade pasta, and signature dishes. Portico Bar and Grill has something to please the pickiest of eaters. Enjoy outdoor dining, top-notch wine, and 17 beers on tap, and the best lunch and dinner specials daily. Enjoy a special dinner on the open-air patio. Weekends full of fun with friends or a nice evening with family in the roomy, brick-lined Bar and Grill. The gang at Portico Bar and Grill are always happy to see you and your friends. Drop in after work or bring the family to Portico Bar and Grill today.
You were an entrepreneur before you knew what an entrepreneur was. The boss of every stuffed animal in the toy box. The kid who had strategy and passion from day one. You ran a lemonade stand that actually turned a profit. Every day, Origin helps people like you who've always had the vision to see the full potential of any idea and make it happen. Connecting people to their dreams is our passion. Every great relationship has an origin story. Start yours today.
Member FDIC. I'm Dr. Scott Shelby with Family Solutions. When you hear the words Family Solutions, you may not know that we're a comprehensive, strength-based counseling and psychiatric clinic. Family Solutions provides psychiatric care, individual and couples therapy, child and adolescent counseling, psychological testing, medication management. We also provide occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy, and ABA therapy in one convenient location. For more information on how we can help your family today, visit FamilySolutionsCounseling.org.
You're tuned in to the Mental Health Happy Hour on KMLB 105.7 and 540 AM. For questions and comments, send a message to the Origin Bank text line at 318-324-1500, and we'll respond in the following show. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back to the Mental Health Happy Hour, right here on KMLB 540. Be sure and call, no calling, you can text the Origin Bank hotline, 318-324-1500. We're talking about fentanyl, and it's a very depressing conversation just about how this drug has really impacted so many people in the entire United States and even here in our backyard in Monroe. It's just so sad and so avoidable. And, you know, Dr. Z, why would the drug cartels produce this? Why would anybody produce a lethal drug that would be administered once and that it has the possibility of killing you instantly? That just doesn't make sense as a provider of a drug.
Well, the vast majority of people who are getting fentanyl, even though they're not asking for it, okay,
right,
they're getting it. They're already established opiate users, so that they have a high tolerance to begin with, and they have a better chance of surviving a single use. But you know, the motivation is always going to be money, right? I mean, when heroin started seeing a really big uptick in production and then usage in this country, a $6,000 supply of heroin would typically net about an $80,000 profit for the manufacturer, okay, after everything's said and done, distribution cost and security cost and so forth. That same cost investment for fentanyl will yield a $1.6 million return on investment. So that's like 270,000% investment.
So follow the money.
Well, wouldn't you like to have that profit margin in anything?
But it seems like it just doesn't make sense that it's killing so many people. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, the problem is it's very addicting. I think I was telling you before the show that if I were to strap you to a gurney, and assuming you'd never had any type of drug use whatsoever, and I gave you very carefully controlled amounts of fentanyl over a 24-hour period, like a small little dosage every hour intravenously, not enough to kill you, monitoring your vitals and all that, by the time I take that IV out and unstrap you from the gurney, I've turned you into an addict in one day. That would take longer with heroin. So once people, even if they ingest it accidentally, they start experiencing narcotic withdrawal symptoms pretty quickly. But again, most users of fentanyl are already addicted to opiates. So the other thing about it, it's easy to get across the border because, again, it's very potent. So you can conceal very small shipments.
So you can move a lot of it in very small quantities.
And we really don't have the manpower or the technology to detect fentanyl. I mean, we have very sophisticated labs that using mass spectrometry and gas chromatography, they can detect it. That's not something you can transfer to the field. We need a lot more dog sniffers, of drug sniffing dogs, I should say. And it takes a long time to train them. But we do have some fentanyl dogs, particularly along the California-Mexico border. But the other thing the drug dealers are doing is they're taking one of the analogs of fentanyl called carfentanil, okay? And it's even more potent. It's about 1,000 times more potent than fentanyl. So those are even smaller quantities to ship. And it's tasteless and odorless. And while a dog might be able to pick it up, the training involved, I mean, it could take as long as 2 years to train a dog from what I've read.
This is scary stuff that's out there.
So, yeah, we're way behind the bad guys on this as far as trying to prevent the control of it getting into this country and then the usage after it's here.
We had mentioned earlier, Dr. Z, that if you obtain a legal prescription from a doctor and go to a pharmacy, you really have no chance of something like this happening. And it does seem like, with the reduction in legal prescriptions for painkillers are just not prescribed as freely, maybe as years back. Do you think that could be a result of where people are, addicted to these pills, and they're just trying to use any means necessary to continue the addiction?
I think most states, because of primarily the OxyContin epidemic that lasted about a decade here, and that was all done legally, actually. I mean, these drugs were promoted by one particular manufacturer and pretty much had the whole public, unsuspecting public, which should have been a more suspecting physician public, getting this drug. And then, unfortunately, that drug did create a lot of dependency. And so we had that problem. Now, keep in mind, about 85% of all legal opioids are actually manufactured outside of this country. So we had supply chain problems with these medications as well, which we talked about involving another medication on this show before. But yes, you have seen more prescriptive statutes being passed in state, like in Louisiana, where doctors really have to be very, very careful in prescribing these kinds of controlled medications. And so they're intended primarily for short-term usage. There are some long-term usage indications, but I think in this particular region, doctors are pretty conservative prescribing controlled medicines in general. May not be as big a problem as it could be in, say, southern Louisiana. Nonetheless, all doctors are on high alert that they don't want to get their licenses suspended. They don't want their prescriptions to be flagged by a monitoring authority, even if they're prescribing them appropriately. So there may the backlash of that statute is we may be actually under-prescribing opioids. Meantime, we had a lot of people who were addicted, and they're having to go to the street to get these pills now. There's not enough treatment available for them, even if they were motivated to get off of opioids or other control
medication. Yeah, because the alternative would be, you know, let's face the addiction. And we've had folks come in here and talk about addiction and the challenges that is and how hard it is for individuals to just say, you know, I need to go to rehab or I need to go talk to a professional so that I can get this addiction out of my life, whatever it may be. And it's a very hard decision to make, and especially if you're impaired, and it's going to be tough to make that decision.
I'm just going to op-ed a little bit because I've actually tried to research the relationship Suboxone may be having on this uptick of narcotic usage. So, as I've already said, we've had a decreased supply, both in terms of doctors prescribing it and having the drugs available in this country to prescribe. Suboxone was a drug that came out, it's probably close to 15 years ago, and it was considered, the FDA approved it as a medical-assisted therapy for people addicted to opioids. The good thing about it is it has a very wide therapeutic level, meaning the difference between a therapeutic dosage and a lethal dosage is quite wide. Unfortunately, it's a very potent drug. So there were a lot of people in earnest who went for drug treatment, got put on Suboxone.
Right.
And at some point, they wanted to get off of it, and they couldn't. And let's say they were addicted to hydrocodone before, a much less potent drug.
Now they're addicted to Suboxone.
And they can't afford it because the price of it keeps going up. The clinic visits go up. A lot of insurance companies don't cover Suboxone treatment. It probably is not the best idea as a long-term treatment option anyway, so they get dependent on it. And guess what they go to?
Heroin.
Heroin. Cheap, right?
Very inexpensive.
But the tolerance continues to go up. With the more potent the drug is and the longer you take it. So, again, I just want to go back. I don't think the drug cartel wants to kill off its customer base. After all, a lot of these people are already using heroin.
You know,
but they're going to be the least likely to die of fentanyl overdoses. In fact, you can't find heroin that isn't laced with fentanyl. In this country.
So if you're doing
they know
heroin,
what they're getting into.
If you're doing heroin now, you're doing fentanyl.
Absolutely.
Wow. You know, it makes sense because it seems like heroin made a comeback several years ago, and combination of those things that you're talking about, I could see where individuals that would probably never think in 100 years that they would even consider using heroin. That became the next alternative just because ease of access and the cost is very low.
I remember when I was in my internship working in the ER, and we were always told, if this is standard medical protocol, if you have a comatose patient comes in, you give them three chemicals in the following order: naloxone, which is an opioid antagonist and can be the antidote for an overdose of a heroin or any other narcotic. Then you give thiamine, and then you give glucose. Okay, and you do that order. Well, we never gave naloxone because nobody had a heroin overdose. Or very rare to see a narcotic overdose. We would give it, but we gave them the thiamine first in case they were in alcohol withdrawal and developed something called encephalopathy. And we gave glucose in case they were diabetics, but you got to give the thiamine before the glucose. I won't get into the medical reasons for that. Now you definitely give that naloxone when they come into that ER first.
Yeah.
Off the bat.
And Z, we're coming up on another break, and you know, you talk about why that's given first now, and that drug Narcan is available over the counter, and it's we're going to discuss the use of that drug to offset a fentanyl or opioid overdose if an individual is experiencing those symptoms. So y'all stick with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes on the Mental Health Happy Hour.
As a parent, are you concerned with the way your child pronounces certain words? Maybe reading and writing is a struggle? Getting help early is important. Call Family Solutions Pediatric Therapy today at 361-7180. We help put the pieces together.
An estimated 26% of Americans aged 18 and older suffer from a diagnosable yet treatable mental health disorder. That is one out of four Americans. Depression, anxiety, PTSD, panic disorder, and social phobia. And one in five American teens. That's 20% of America's boys and girls. Sadly, many do not receive the help they need. There's good news. Here in Northeast Louisiana, there are many qualified, caring professionals who are here to help. Reach out today. It's perfectly okay. You're not alone. Help is near. Hi, I'm Derek Kennedy, a local insurance agent. With numbers like these, we all need to do our part to check in on our friends, family, church friends, and coworkers. Let's do this together.
The game's on. You're super hungry. Quick, what do? You don't have to make a choice. Why not come to Dex? The best food, great drinks, and every game you can imagine all over the walls. Come try our wings, po'boys, and burgers. Everything is homemade. Our chicken sandwich is the best in town, and you won't miss a minute of the action while you're eating it.
Dax Wings and Grill, now with four locations in Monroe, Bossier City, Shreveport, and in Ruston, in the Graham Shopping Center.
Portico Bar Grill has what you crave. Steaks, seafood, burgers, wings, pizza, homemade pasta, and signature dishes. Portico Bar Grill has something to please the pickiest of eaters. Enjoy outdoor dining, top-notch wine, and 17 beers on tap, and the best lunch and dinner specials daily. Enjoy a special dinner on the open-air patio. Weekends full of fun with friends or a nice evening with family in the roomy, brick-lined bar and grill. The gang at Portico Bar and Grill are always happy to see you and your friends. Drop in after work or bring the family to Portico Bar and Grill today.
You were an entrepreneur before you knew what an entrepreneur was. The boss of every stuffed animal in the toy box. The kid who had strategy and passion from day one. You ran a lemonade stand that actually turned a profit. Every day, Origin helps people like you who've always had the vision to see the full potential of any idea and make it happen. Connecting people to their dreams is our passion. Every great relationship has an origin story. Start yours today.
Member FDIC. I'm Dr. Scott Shelby with Family Solutions. When you hear the words Family Solutions, you may not know that we're a comprehensive, strength-based counseling and psychiatric clinic. Family Solutions provides psychiatric care, individual and couples therapy, child and adolescent counseling, psychological testing, medication management. We also provide occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy, and ABA therapy in one convenient location. For more information on how we can help your family today, visit FamilySolutionsCounseling.org.
You're tuned in to the Mental Health Happy Hour on KMLB 105.7 and 540 AM. For questions and comments, send a message to the Origin Bank text line at 318-324-1500, and we'll respond in the following show. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back to the Mental Health Happy Hour. We are talking about fentanyl today, the dangers of ingesting fentanyl, and we're going to spend the last few minutes how to help prevent it, prevention, and stay away. And if you do end up having an overdose, what you can do to help save your life or the life of someone that you know. And that's with the drug Narcan. It's now approved for over-the-counter purchase. And as we were preparing for today's show, we know that it is available, but we don't know how widely available it is in all areas in all states. So you can go to your pharmacy and see if they have it. Some pharmacies will they take part in special programs that have this medication, this drug, available over the counter as well as for free. And if you have Medicaid, you can also obtain this free of charge. And I believe it's $141 a dose if you're paying out of pocket.
Hmm.
So just interesting ways of being able to get it. So if this is going on in someone's life that you know, that you care about, go to your local major pharmacy. That's going to be like a CVS, a Walgreens, that type, and see if your pharmacist has it, and if not, where you can get it in this area.
Yeah, it was approved for over-the-counter usage. Narcan is the trade name. Naloxone is the generic name. The FDA approved it for that. Now, individual states can decide whether they're going to make it available over-the-counter. Some states already have. And there's been some debate over whether this is a good idea. Oh, this is like giving needles to people that are addicted to heroin. You're just going to encourage the usage. Or in the case of having naloxone available, well, I've got this little antidote that can offset the effects of an overdose in my pocket. So in case I do get something, that could have fentanyl or something, right, another narcotic in it, I've got this thing right here that'll save my life. And the reality is that, as I said, the vast majority of people who are dying from this, from single usage, they are opioid naive. So they have virtually no tolerance. And to have it available in an acute, critical, potentially tragic situation, it could be a real learning lesson. You know, now the thing is, it can only be administered intranasally, snorting it through your nose, or intramuscularly. And if you're already in the throes of a sudden the effects of an overdose where you're losing consciousness and you don't have sensory or motor function, you know, you'd have to be on it pretty quick. But I personally think it certainly could prevent a lot of these kinds of tragedies that I've referred to. Mm-hmm. But obviously, that's catching the problem way downstream, right? You mentioned prevention. What's the old saying? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Right.
There needs to be a lot more education, the very mm-hmm. thing we're trying to do today on a small scale. And it really starts with parents
and their kids. And, you know, something I tell my kids is, whatever you do, don't ever take any medication that someone gives you that's not from our medicine cabinet. It's just too risky. And, you know, there's just too many unknowns out there that and kids are kids. You know, they're gonna experiment. That's what kids do. They want to push the limits. And so really expressing the seriousness of what could happen if mm-hmm. something just that you're not it, a very unintended. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure if you get a pill or something from a friend, they don't know that they're not going to give you something that's going to knowingly kill you, but it can.
But where did they get it?
Exactly.
And once you kind of get caught up in that culture, you the risks just kind of go out the window, you know? And there's peer pressure. The thing about it is, when I've talked to teenagers about it, speaking for myself, I'll tell them, I didn't like – I had some problems with authority when I was a teenager. What teenager doesn't? But you're the very, very person that doesn't need to even think about taking drugs because you will find no more of a tyrannical authority than an addiction. Mm-hmm. It totally controls you. It tells you what to do, even if it's against your primal instincts and the way you were raised. You're going to do everything that addiction tells you. And the thing about these narcotics, but particularly something with fentanyl in it, you're going to get addicted very, very quickly. You're going to lose all autonomy and independence at that very moment if you survive.
And what I find with my work with individuals is that I would say a majority of folks aren't seeking to be addicts hooked on pain pills.
Of course not. Yeah.
They break their arm. They have dental surgery. Just normal things, and they get addicted, and they continue to take it. And before long, that becomes their vicious cycle of addiction. And I would say, as a precaution, if that happens after your first or second round of medicine or prescription, seek out intervention then. The intervention isn't trying to find another doctor to prescribe another drug to help with the withdrawals. just go ahead and deal with that at that time. What do you think, Dr. Z?
Absolutely. And, you know, this isn't going away, as you said, anytime soon. This is something we need to bring more guests on who are more knowledgeable about this problem than I am. You know, what is available in terms of prevention programs and treatment programs? But just from a, you know, an old doc's common sense perspective, I think that, you know, we should encourage people to educate themselves. There's a lot of information out there, and you know, it's a different world than when I was growing up. Okay,
it's different from when I was growing up.
Yeah,
really?
And that was quite a couple of decades anyway after me. Everything's changed so quickly, and but you know, there's no question that these drugs can ruin your life or end it very, very quickly,
and so impact a family. And it's devastating.
Yeah, and you know nobody knows what their physiology is going into something like this. I mean, there are people who can take a narcotic and it's like, God, I don't like that. I can't think. It didn't make me feel euphoric, and I've got really bad constipation. Forget it. I'll take something else for pain. Then you have somebody else. I've encountered these patients mm-hmm. who, like you said, had a dental procedure and had some pain. They were given for the first time.
It lights up your pleasure center. Yeah.
It really does. I mean, mm-hmm. gee, I thought I was depressed because when I took this, the depression went away, and I didn't feel sedated. I felt focused. I felt more productive. I knew a doctor who told me about his story with addiction. That's how it started.
Mm-hmm.
He never had a drink in his life.
Very unintentional.
So you're really rolling the dice, folks, to experiment with any of this stuff, particularly anything on the street.
Well, Dr. Z, you did a great job of educating us on the dangers of fentanyl, and also, you know, ways to treat, to avoid, and I just think if you're in a situation where, like you're saying, you're taking that medication, those painkillers, and you're starting to have that euphoric feeling. That may be an indication that you need to go ahead and put those down now and talk to somebody. Not necessarily a therapist, but talk to your doctor and say, I think this medication that you have me on is going to create more problems for me down the road, and I would just prefer you not to prescribe this to me.
And if you have a family history, that also increases your risk.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Z, we've had a very informative talk today. You know, today's talk wasn't as fun and uplifting as some of our other ones, but it's a serious topic that, you know, we felt needed to be discussed, and impacts our country, our state, and our community. And we just need to have awareness that this is a really dangerous situation, and that you should never get medication from anyone else that is not prescribed by a pharmacist.
Well, and rest assured, you will be a very happy person if you don't encounter, you know, these drugs. But for all those out there and in this community who have lost someone close to them, they know better than either one of us sitting here. Yeah. It's just so tragic. And, you know, my idea is avoiding tragedy is happiness.
Well, Dr. Z, it's time to wrap it up here today. Well, we've had a good talk on fentanyl. We'll see you guys next Thursday on the Mental Health Happy Hour.